Nyanatiluka also quotes another old text called the Questions of King Milinda, when King Milinda is asking questions to a monk called Nagasena. So here's another little exchange, intended to keep your questions warm and alive. So in the Questions of King Milinda, the king asks Nagasena, "What is it, venerable sir, that will be reborn?" And Nagasena says, "A psychophysical combination, O king." "But how, venerable sir, is it the same psychophysical combination as this present one?" Nagasena says, "No, O king, but the present psychophysical combination produces karmically wholesome and unwholesome volitional activities, and through such karma, a new psychophysical combination will be born." But here's another way of coming at it in the same text. "Does, venerable sir, rebirth take place without transmigration?" Transmigration means you get reborn as someone else. Does rebirth take place without that? And Nagasena says, "Yes, O king, it does." "But how can rebirth take place without the passing over of anything? Please illustrate this matter to me." And Nagasena replies with an image. He says, "If a man should light a lamp with the help of another lamp, does the light of one lamp pass over to the other lamp?" "No, venerable sir." "Just so, O king, does rebirth take place without transmigration?" And so we're back to that thing again. We're back to, it's like a knot of mystery somewhere. I mean, I feel it here. I don't know where you feel it, but I feel it here. Absolutely everything that we casually refer to us as me, I, mine, or other, yours, theirs, absolutely everything is actually not of that nature. It's really just energy and form, matter, in process. A process that, as Sam Harris was saying earlier, even science properly regards as an open question. It's largely unknown to us still, even through science. Most of it's a mystery. A more literary way of looking at this is Shakespeare's line from The Tempest, "We are such stuff as dreams are made on." And again, the key thing here is to try and get a feel for this, the kind of texture of the question, the texture of what's been asked, the kind of investigation you've been invited to undertake. Everything from our momentary mental states to the very nature of space and newfound planets, our bodies, stars and galaxies are the same, and it's an awesome vision of things. Everything is just this giant stream of energy and matter and form, arising and passing away, arising and passing away. Your nature is the same nature as the universe. And it's something in that area that carries on. It's not you. You are not reborn. And it's very important as a point. And I think that's what the Buddha's getting at when he says it's not easy to comprehend. It's not easy to comprehend the full nature of reality. The magic of that. The magic that that represents. Across lifetimes, a vast scale. Through the whole universe. Across eons. Since beginningless time, this is what things are like. And you can see again why the texts fall back into images and visions. Because you can't really conceptualise this. It literally blows your mind. And that's what it's designed to do. So the Buddha's not saying, and again, this is crucial, he's not saying, "Just believe me when I say this." He's laying out a vision path as an experience and saying, "Come and see, lose your assumptions, get yourself out of the way. You're not the star, but you can choose the part in your drama, in the drama of all this. The drama of cosmic process and the drama of cosmic enlightenment, indeed."